Hello, hello. Welcome to the Sacred as Fuck podcast. I'm your host, Kristen motherfucking Lena. And I want to talk about wanting, desire. So, you know, if you follow me on Instagram over the last 4 months, you'll have seen my posts get sexual and racy. Obviously, this was because I was starting to date people other than my husband with his full permission. Had a conversation as we were going through the conscious uncoupling process and said, hey, listen, I really want to see other people. I want to date. He was like, fine. He basically was like, I kind of thought you already were. So I've been on the dating apps since end of May. It's now the end of September. And I talk about all my trials, tribulations, sexcapades over on my Dirt Down and Dirty podcast. That is a membership subscription podcast because I give lots of raw and real details about what the fuck I'm actually doing. And I don't just do that to be self-indulgent, but there's a point to it. I want to share what I'm learning from this process about myself, about other people, about my relationship with men. It's very fascinating to me. Fascinating. So that's why I have that other segment of my podcast. But, you know, as we were going through this process, my husband and I, we were telling people in phases, and my greatest concern, I'm sure it was his as well, was that our children were going to find out before we were ready to tell them. That was the, like, I, you know, we were hiding a lot of stuff because we were going through this process. And it took us a long time. There was like 6 or 7 sessions we did with our coach. And that dragged out for a good 4 or 5 months. And we wrote a letter to family and friends. I did. Sent an email to do the first. That was the second chunk of informing. The first chunk of informing was sitting our kids down and telling them. That may be a separate podcast. That was an awful experience. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. And it had to be done. Part of the process. Then we wrote a letter. We agreed on a written communication to go out via email to our, you know, extended family and friends. And then I posted on social media. Once I posted on social media, for me, the doors were open. And now my perspective on it was I can give two shits about what people think about what I'm doing. I gave two shits before because, you know, we hadn't announced anything. What would I have looked like? A fucking whore. Right? What happened? Why is your wife being all slutty and shit? And so I am using this part of my life right now. There are aspects of my sexuality, and I've talked about this before, my aspects of my sexuality that I can see are tied to my personal power, my ability to manifest and hold on to and allow to flow through me money and abundance. And I am exceptionally fascinated by and committed to healing this part of my life, my sexuality, my relationship with men, my relationship with the masculine. Me giving up my own masculinity, not like giving it up, but right? Because we're all both sides, but me getting into right relationship with my masculinity, that's a process. It's a process that I'm currently in. And so I've been diving into my femininity. And to me, that has always been really, has always felt really unsafe. And I remember the first I remember the first time I started to kind of feel afraid of my femininity. And it was when I kind of was going through puberty and older men were saying things like, you're beautiful. And you know, you're gorgeous. And I was like, I don't like that. That does not feel good. Gross. Ew. Creepy. And I'm sitting here and I'm about to write a note because my stories take turns because the way that I see what I'm going through, I connect these dots. I'm like, holy shit, that is why that, and then that, and then that over here, and then this fucking thing over in left field. So sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is, what was I actually talking about? So, it's so funny. I cannot talk and write at the same time. So I'm just giving myself notes, my social media, not giving a fuck. Okay, perfect. I'm telling our kids. I'm like, what was I even trying to say? What happened when I started to get that attention from men was I just shut that shit down. Like, I did not want to get that kind of attention from those kinds of people. So I was very afraid to be sexual in any way because I believed, this is from my ladies out there, can you relate to this? That if I were too sexual, too feminine, something bad was going to happen. Someone was going to, it was like, you're going to get raped. You're asking for it. You're calling it in. So as I'm connecting these dots about my history and my childhood and these events that happened and what the building blocks to have me decide I need to be masculine and I can't be feminine. It's unsafe for me to be feminine. It's definitely unsafe for me to be too sexual. I'm asking for it. So that's what I did. And only the way that I'm designed in my human design is I'm a 1-3. And for those of you who know, you know. For those of you who don't worry about it. What it means is I'm designed to make a lot of fucking mistakes in my life. And then I'm designed to teach other people. Hey, let me just tell you about this really awful mistake I made and what I would have done differently. And that's what I actually get to share. I get to share my mistakes and my fuck ups. So, part of me getting back on my podcast is this is the perfect platform for me to do that. It feels I have the most control. I can say whatever the fuck I want. I don't have to worry about being flagged or tagged or whatever the fuck social media platforms do to you if you don't follow their rules. And yeah, so I'm picking my podcast back up because I want to share the mistakes that I made and share them from this perspective of, oh shit, that didn't work. Like, it doesn't work in a heterosexual relationship with a man to be more masculine than him. I am finding that doesn't work. It doesn't work on many levels. It doesn't work because I don't actually want to be masculine. I feel like I have to be masculine to protect myself. That doesn't work. I want to feel safe within myself, safe enough to say, I trust you, lead me, I respect you. I mean, I'm saying these things and I'm like, fuck, that would be fucking amazing. That would be so amazing. That is what I desire. That is what I desire. And so the title of this podcast is I Want More. And I want to talk about women and desire and what I'm learning. what I'm always learning. Some of this is new. Some of this is I teach a module in my course, Radical Authenticity, called, what module is that in? Fuck, it doesn't matter. But I teach this principle of getting really clear on what your desires are. So it's like we go through this process where you list out everything that you want, all the things that you desire. And then you actually create another list of everything that you require. Require was a term that I heard another female, like, entrepreneur use. And I was like, fuck, that's powerful. That's a boundary. That's like a self-love bubble. Like, I require X. It's non-negotiable. I don't compromise on it. It's like, I require oxygen. I require water. I require food. I also require sex. I said that right when I looked up the times at 11:11. Now, the title of this, look at me. My dad is screaming right now in heaven. And here's what he's saying. If you're not watching me on YouTube, I'm twirling my hair. I got my hair done. I got my sides shaved yesterday, and my hair is like this beautiful, bright blonde in the front. And I love it. It's like these two streaks, two big chunks in the front of really, really light blonde. And I love it. And I started twirling my hair, and I didn't even notice that I was doing it. My dad, trust me, I'll be able to get back on track where I was. My dad used to hate it. And he said, I'm going to cut that damn piece of hair off. And I was like, that's all right. I'll just find another one. So I just felt him as I'm mindlessly twirling my hair, thinking about what words are going to come next. I love you, Daddy. So I was teaching, you know, part of one of the modules is this exercise called desire. What is it that you want? And require. What is it that you actually require? I'm not bending on this. And what I see and what occurred for me, and this is nothing to listen, I'm fully responsible for my fucking life. None of the shit that I share anywhere is the fault or blame of my partner, soon to be former partner, my husband. None of this is his fault. I did so many unconscious fucked up things in our relationship because I thought I needed to be masculine. I thought I needed to protect myself. And I chose men that I could be masculine with. So a requirement for me, I'm highly physical. A requirement for me is physical exercise. Exercise, moving my body, connecting with my body. On a recent human design reading, she was like, holy shit, you actually have to touch things. Like, you're that physical. I'm like, oh my God. Like, when you know, if you don't know human design, it's just so fucking awesome because it confirms so many things about you, things that you're just like, well, I really want this. Oh, good, because that's how you're designed. Like, I'm designed to be physical. I will get back to the point. It's a requirement for me to be physical. It's a requirement for me to be in a relationship that is highly sexual. My love language is physical touch, words of affirmation. But like, I'm like, I need to do it. And what I noticed, and I think this is just what happens over time in relationships, is that for me, if something isn't there, you know, if something isn't there the way that I want it, I will eventually give it up. That's what happened. I eventually just let that part of my life go. I never cheated on my husband. Wasn't an option. I'm not that kind of a person. But I just let that part of me go. And as I am getting reconnected with that part of me, and that part of me is becoming alive and on the front burner for the sake of, like, you know, sexual release, but also as an expression, as a deep self-expression of mine. My sexuality is a deep self-expression. And what I see happen a lot with women is they put a lid on their desires. So even when I do this exercise in radical authenticity, I can sense and feel that there's a condition. There's a place. I want this, but I can't possibly want that. Holy shit. What would that make me if I wanted fill in the blank? If I wanted sex with another person, what would that make me? If I wanted more alone time, what would that make me? Selfish? Self-centered? Greedy? Not a good mom? If I wanted sex with another person, what would that make me? A whore? Selfish? Self-centered? Not in love with my partner? Like, there's all of these limits that happen when we talk about desire. I can have this. This is acceptable desire. But this? What would people say? What would my husband say? What would my family say? What would my children think of me? And I assert, here's what I know. And when I say I know, it's like this intuitive, it's just this intuitive inner knowing. It's a kind of like a sacred wisdom. Like, I know this. Like, this is just the kind of a lifetime's thing. I'm going to get all spiritual on you. I know that, you know, paradigms are radically shifting. Paradigms are shifting on the planet. It's paradigms like marriage, paradigms like sex, paradigms like how we work, corporate America, radically shifting. Paradigms like having children, paradigms like fucking religion. Paradigms that, like, the paradigm of the age of Pisces, which is like the last 2,000 years, we're now in the age of Aquarius, where there's more of an equal playing field. There's an equilibrium. There's an even, you know, the invention of the internet has leveled the fucking playing field. Secrets are no longer secrets. You know, people can't hide shit. You know, there's in the hierarchical structure of the Piscean age, where the few people really had the power and controlled what information, what wealth, what knowledge, what freedoms the rest of the world had. That shit's going away. That shit is equalizing. We are becoming equalized. So that's a huge paradigm shift. And when I say that, like, I have, if you know me or if you followed me for any length of time, I mean, even on my Instagram, it's like rule breaker, system disruptor, fucking paradigm shifter. Like, I've never succumbed. Ooh, that's a good word. I've never succumbed to the rules of work. I've never succumbed to, you know, for me, it's a value thing. Like, what's most important to me in my life is freedom. Freedom is more important to me than status, wealth, money. Now, when I say freedom, yes, wealth and money creates freedom, but I've never been willing to sell myself, my desires, my voice. I've never been willing to compromise my beliefs for a fucking paycheck. I cannot kiss ass. I cannot abide by rules that make no fucking sense. I cannot not say something when I see something. I cannot not call forward hypocrisy and bullshit. I cannot not say something about rules that favor one section of the population. Let's say men, let's say white men, let's say rich white men, and degrade the rest. I just have this thing within me that cannot compromise those values that I have. Those values have driven every decision that I've made, decisions that were hard, decisions that were like, had me questioning myself. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And this notion of women desiring more, to me, is next level power. It's next level fucking empowerment. I believe, hypothesis, I believe, this is my theory, that the I don't know the root word of chastity, but the condemnation of a woman's sexuality, like you have to be married and you can't have sex before marriage and you can't, you know, however many partners you have, like all of those sexual restrictions and rules around women's sexuality. I believe that was I believe lots of paradigms are created to control us. I just do. I can see it. I can smell it. I can taste it. Our education system, our religious systems, our government systems, all designed to control the masses. If you can't see it, open your eyes and just take a look. Just consider that it's a possibility. Governments are, you know, I'm not saying bad. I'm not saying bad or evil or wrong, although I think it's gotten there. Power unchecked has been occurring on the planet. I told you guys I go on fucking tangents. So I believe that the Christianization, the condemnation, the morality conversations, paradigms, religious, social, around a woman's sexuality was because, and again, this is like my theory, it had to be because men who were in power realized that when a woman is sexually expressed, and liberated and freed up, she's like a weapon of mass destruction. That is how I am feeling. I am feeling like a weapon of mass fucking destruction. Now, I don't want to destroy good. I want to use my sexual power to create magic, to create healing, to catalyze more women, to open them up to like I look out into the landscape because this is now my focus is, where do I see over masculinized women? Hi, recovering over masculinized woman right here. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone else, but I can see how it's impacted relationships and the workforce and our fucking health. Our health, a woman's health. When I'm trying to be when I'm in my masculine only, and that's where I've been for so long, the last nearly 3 years has been me diving into this softness and vulnerability. And this last piece of it that I'm diving into so fucking deep is my sexuality. I want to talk about femininity. Sexuality is like all of it. So the title of this podcast is I Want More. And I want to begin a conversation around women desiring and having what they fucking want. Like, what do I want more of? I want more fucking mind-blowing sex. I want deeper, connected, intimate relationships. I want adventure. I want freedom. I want wealth. I want, like, I don't want wealth for the sake of wealth. I want the wealth that comes from being someone who stands for other people and makes a difference for other people. And that is my legacy. And then the money is a byproduct. The money is like, she's all, you know, like it's not because I've never been driven by money. I've been driven by purpose and meaning and making a difference across the board. Sometimes that means that I've been broke a lot. And I can see how being over-masculinized, this is what I was going to say earlier, when I look out into the landscape, you know, the feminist movement of the whatever 60s, the burning our bras, gave women all of these equal rights, right? We now can vote like men. We now can work in corporate America. Well, what we did to play in that playground is we didn't bring our femininity. We went, oh, fuck, I got to be like a dude. I got to be hard and strong and tough. I got to protect myself. I've got to act like these guys. This is the bullpen. And so we overly masculinized ourselves. And now we're seeing the impacts of that. I am seeing the impact of that at 52 years old almost. My birthday is in less than a month. And I'm like, fuck. So there's like all these, I chose to be like my dad. I had fear of the masculine, so I became masculine. I had fear of the feminine, so I shoved that aside. The I can do what a man can do, like all of it was a building block for this persona that I've had for so fucking long that has crushed and destroyed my relationships. This is why I'm diving into this. I want to be feminine. I want a beautiful, strong, alpha, protective man that is healthy and creates a space for safety within me. That is my deepest desire. And I will have it because that's what I'm like. I am clear that when I want something, I am committed to creating it. Committed out of my fucking mind. So I want to ask you, what is it that you desire? And could you, and are you limiting what your answer is? Because you're married, you have a husband, maybe because you have children, maybe because you have grandchildren, maybe because you're at a certain age, so you can't want those things anymore. We're not here to live a mediocre life. We have been sold a mediocre life is good enough. I don't stand for mediocrity. I don't stand to say, you know what? This is good enough. Good enough is fucking bullshit. Good enough is fucking criminal. Good enough kills our alacrity. Good enough kills our creativity. It kills our life force essence. If I ever get to a place where I am, I mean, I may be in seasons of life where I'm like, all right, you know, I've done the things. I did that. I'm just going to coast. I don't know if I'll ever be that kind of a person. I don't know. I'm not saying never. I've learned to never say never. That I know. But I want to ask you, what would you desire if you didn't worry about what it might mean about you? Would you desire more money? Would you desire more sex? Would you desire a thinner body, a fatter body, bigger tits, a bigger ass? Would you desire to be desired? Would you desire to be so turned on by life that when you woke up in the morning, you were excited? Like, we are not meant, we are not, human beings are not meant to get on a hamster wheel and sacrifice our present moment for some sort of future reward called a fucking pension or a 401k. I've known this forever. I've known this deep within me. This has just been this is a wisdom I came in with. I remember it long ago. It's like, I'm not here for that game. Thank you. Nope. Did that game last time. Not doing that game. And I've had to struggle and fight self-doubt. Is this, are you just deluding yourself? No, I'm not. I know that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to just get by. I'm not here for mediocrity. I'm not here for lackluster relationships. I'm not here for lack of depth. I'm not here for shitty or non-existent sex. I'm not here to not go into the depths of all aspects of being a human, the highs and the lows. There's this huge butterfly. Hello. Huge butterfly out on our lime tree right now. It's so pretty. Oh my gosh, it's like this big. I'm not here to be average. I'm not here to get by. I'm not here for mediocrity, and neither are you. But you may be in a position where you believe that you are. I would love to hear what it is that you desire, like heart of hearts, your deepest desire. Right? Like, think about sexual fantasies. Think about money fantasies. Think about travel fantasies. Think about creative fantasies. Think about all the things that are possible as a human being. What have you given up on? Until I no longer have breath, I will never stop desiring. Until I no longer have breath, I will never stop wanting what I want. So this is your call to ask yourself what it is that you desire. I'm actually teaching. I have a very good friend of mine who asked me to come to her retreat last minute, last week. She said, will you come teach what you're learning about your sexuality at my retreat? And I said, fuck yes. Because why? I desire to be back in person with people. And I've been saying this for months. I desire to be speaking in person, in the flesh, not online. And so I got an invitation. I'm super excited. I leave tomorrow. I come back Sunday. And I get to teach. I get to teach this thing called more. What if you could catalyze or open up this channel within you, this creative sexual channel within you that enlivens us to, like, we are alive when we're sexual. When our sexuality is turned on, holy fuck. That's what I'm experiencing. I want more. More what? I don't know. Name it. More amazing travel opportunities. More money. More amazing toe-curling sex. More fun. More play. More ease. More joy. More freedom. More say. Like, I get to say. So I'm going to be creating another offering, and it's going to be called More. It's going to be all about desire, all about opening that sacral chakra getting connected, deeply connected. Here's what I know is going to probably come up for you right now. Why is she fucking asking me this question? Why? Everything's fine the way it is. Listen, you always have the choice to do what you're doing. You're always going to do what you do until you don't do it anymore. It's like my favorite quote right now. You're going to do what you do. Stop fucking hemming and hawing about it. Do what you do or do something else. That's all there is. So you don't want more? Great. Stop listening. Did I tickle some part of your like internal fire? Like the what's it called when you furnace? There's like that internal. There's that internal flame that I believe that internal flame, the flame of desire, is always there. It will never go out until we do. That's what I believe, like fully with my, I fully believe that. You will always want, you will always desire, and desire is fucking amazing. So I'm going to try and get this podcast episode out as soon as I can, because I'm going to create this course, and it's called More, and it's going to be the power of sacred sexuality. Like, listen, you want to know what sacred as fuck actually means? It means every single part of you, every single fucking part of you is sacred. Your flaws, your mistakes, your cellulite, your wrinkles, every lesson you've ever learned, every mistake you've ever made, every shitty thing you've ever said to another human being, every shitty thing you've ever done, every time you've lied or cheated or stolen, all of it's sacred if you allow it to be, if you allow yourself to learn the lesson from it. And everything that's grand and beautiful and perfect and blissful and happy and high vibe, that's obviously sacred too. But all of your dips, all of your deep, dark desires, sacred. So fucking sacred. So I'm going to be that person that's like poking at those little deep, dark desires. Because they matter. They matter. They're here for you. They're here for you. Don't give up on them. Don't fucking give up on them. All right. I am actually going on a retreat. It's the Wild Woman Retreat. It's in Costa Rica. I leave in 11 days. Nope. I leave in 9 days, 10 days for Costa Rica. It's fucking crazy. The Wild Woman Retreat with Taylor Simpson. I saw it. It's all about like sacred sexuality for women. Diving into my femininity. Cannot fucking wait. Just wait. I can. I mean, I cannot wait, but I already know when I get back, shit's going to fucking explode. I'm going to open up this channel. Like really, I started doing this work with her a couple months ago. Fuck. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And come see me on Instagram at the Kristen Lena and send me a DM after you listen to this and let me know what you fucking desire. Listen, when no one's listening, when no one's watching, you know what you want. You know what you fucking want. You've just been deeply conditioned to not want it or to believe that you wanting it makes you a fill in the blank, whore, selfish person, bad mom, bad wife, whatever. It makes you something immoral. It's fucking so dumb. Stop listening to shit that is so dumb and so old. Like, just make up your own fucking rules. All right. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. See you next time.